Profile America, Tuesday, November 10th. November is National Family Caregivers Month, honoring the great number of relatives, friends, and neighbors involved in caring for those Americans needing assistance in the home, even independent of pandemic issues. In an aging nation, volunteer caregiving lessens the strain on the country's medical system and provides at least $375 billion worth of service annually. Up to 30% of American adults are involved in some level of caregiving toward an ill or disabled loved one. There are nearly 41 million people with a disability nationwide, 12.7% of the non-institutionalized population. Among people aged 65 and older, around 34% have at least one disability. You can find more facts about America's people, places, and economy from the American Community Survey at census.gov.
Don't miss out on Rush to Reason. Keep listening on the go with the official KLZ 560 radio app, available in Android and Apple stores.
Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. May sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And hour number two is upon us. John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. And we have got a lot in store for you the rest of the show today. We'll talk a little bit about, of course, the election, where things are at. I've got a great little tidbit on mask wearing I want to read to you all. I read it to Andy earlier. Scott Garlis is going to join us and talk about the election in regards to where I know we talked to Jordan Goodman, but he's going to take it from a little different approach and talk about the energy side of the fence and where we go from here as a country in regards to a potential Biden administration. Then John Zmirak and Liz Mayer will join us in the 5 o'clock hour as well. So here we go. Got a lot going on.
Yeah, quite a bit.
So, in regards to the election.
Yes.
And I will be the first to admit, Donald Trump and his administration has a very uphill battle if they, you know, are going to at all recover from what's already happened in regards to the election, correct?
Yes, correct. Look, you and I have talked about this before, with this patchwork scheme of voting across the country where every state is different, they are rife with fraud. I have said many times in the last week that I believe if only legal votes and votes that were not harvested, just those were counted, Donald Trump wins handily. Okay? That's not going to happen, John. I think it's virtually impossible to overcome. That's why Tuesday night of the election, I was calling the election for Biden already, because I felt that the cheating was going to win. And I didn't think we were going to be able to overcome it. That's unfortunate. And I'm totally in favor of all the lawsuits and everything Trump is doing, if only because it's going to heighten people's awareness to what's actually been going on. Well, but it's a lot to overcome.
And on top of what you're talking about, and again, there's a lot of things that are floating around, and I'm not making any accusations because, frankly, there's still a lot of what I would call proof that is coming in as we speak. I know there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. I'm not talking about those. I'm just talking about...
And a lot of it's anecdotal.
But right. I will say this, that there are some very high-level individuals that are very intelligent, that have got sort of an, if you would, an inside edge when it comes to certain things, that are talking about this, you know, software program that the Democrats used that essentially, you know, changed votes in certain states based upon algorithms with things coming in that they could actually see and analyze. And if that turns out to be any way, shape, or shape, you know, any way, shape, true, then I don't know what's going to happen next.
Well, yes. And another thing, John, that a lot of people don't know about this, you know, because most of us don't think about how do I commit fraud?
Right.
How do I, you know, change votes?
We don't think that way.
Right. Well, right. Remember now, when I was in, you know, theaters and the casinos, mm-hmm. I had to think about how would I steal, and this is how I caught a lot of thieves. Okay, well, when you are changing a vote and you want to help Joe Biden, you are not probably going to take the time to go down through and mark all the Democrats and everything down the ballot, right? Okay, so let's say you're harvesting and you've got, you know, a trunk load of ballots or whatever. What are you going to do? You're going to check Biden, 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 and roll them through. Okay, well, as you probably know, in a number of states, especially like Michigan, Pennsylvania, basically all these Democrat-run states, they had way over the normal percentages. Turnout. Well, not just turnout, but the normal percentages that you would normally see of people just voting for Biden.
With nothing else.
With nothing That's else. Right. And virtually none That's with right. Trump. Very
nothing
few
on the down
Trump.
Ballot.
Right. In other words, John.
That doesn't happen, folks.
No, and we're talking about, I would say, 60,000 in one state, 80,000, 20,000 in another, 40,000 in another. I mean, way over the normal percentages that you would see. Now, the odds against that are astronomical. They're just simply, it's not possible.
Not possible. No, it's not feasible at all.
Okay, so this is why I look at this and I say, was there enough cheating done in those states to throw the election? I say, yeah. I don't even have a question.
He's got to prove it now.
Catching it, that's the problem, and showing that they were doing that. Go ahead.
Well said. No, and by the way, I agree with everything you just said. Perfect. Ken, you're up. What's going on?
Hey, guys. So I just want to give a point. See, I disagree. I think Trump's going to win, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Because I think Americans are not liking to be as much of liars as the Democrats want them to be. And my point in case is Supreme Court justice, not this last one, the one before, when they were lying and lying and lying and lying about our Supreme Court justice. Five women
Kavanaugh.
Admitted to the FBI that they had lied. See, you got to confront them. The Democrats scare them to death. They convince them to lie. But not everybody wants to be a liar. Some people actually feel bad. And I think all they have to do is find those people.
Well, and also the question is, Ken, how many Americans are getting to the point where they kind of want to just see what has actually happened? Do they want to see the truth, or do they want to move on? And that's what we're going to see over the next week or two.
Well, and real quick for both of you guys, and this is for everybody else listening, and the reason why I brought this up is Real Clear Politics, even today on its website, basically backed off of Joe Biden being the winner of the election. They only have Biden-Harris now at 259 electoral votes, Trump-Pence at 214, with 5 states still outstanding that need to be counted and finalized before they'll actually make the call. So they backed away from that 270 that a lot of the other news media outlets had Biden at.
Yeah, and here's another problem, guys. If they do go in and do a recount on those votes, mm-hmm. and if they see, you see, when somebody cheats and does a vote and they do a zillion of them in a row, they're going to look the same.
Yeah, the same guy's doing it.
Right.
You'll see the same circles, in other words.
Right,
the
and you're going to see the same way they filled in the circle
right,
and so
that's
forth.
Right.
Now,
yeah, there's a pattern is what you're trying
exactly,
to say for that individual.
Exactly, and you're going to have a lot of Trump lawyers looking at that. And if they can see very clearly, look, it's obvious one person filled out, you know, 100,000 ballots,
and
then
quick,
another
and
one
way,
did these.
I want to stop you for 1 second. By the way, it's going to have to be overly obvious to get any kind of a court, including the Supreme
yes.
Court, to say, yeah, we can see there's a problem there. If it's just a little bit obvious, I mean,
enough.
No offense, folks, all you Republicans out there listening, conservative listening, the evidence is going to have to be so overwhelmingly strong that Ken, you, I, and Andy could look at it and say, yeah, okay, this is a done deal.
I think right
and
now.
And I'm going to say it's going to be.
Yeah, and Ken, I'm going to.
You know why?
I believe you're right, Ken. And really quick, I'll get back to you in a sec. I think at least early on, the simple math of the numbers
yeah,
of those who didn't vote down ballot and only clicked the one is so extremely over the top, especially for Biden, that automatically makes it suspicious. Go ahead, Kevin.
So I think because we're probably talking about 1 million ballots between all the states, that I think a machine was brought. I just think they're going to – all they got to do is find the machine. I do not think you're going – can you imagine how many people would it take to fill out 1 million ballots and keep that little dot inside the dot.
Not too many. The Democrats easily have that kind of
manpower.
Manpower behind the scenes, willing to commit fraud.
Okay. Point being, Ken, though, one person's not going to.
Right?
Yeah, one person's not going to do a million, but could 100 do 1,000 each?
That's the whole idea. I mean, remember the guy we have on tape here in Colorado? Okay. I would lie, cheat, I would steal, I would kill. They have legions of people on their side. Remember, that side raised me.
That's right.
They have legions who would do that.
Yeah. No, well said. Well said.
So all they have to find is one, right? One of the 100.
That's where I'm going to stop. That's where I'm going to stop you, Ken. No, I think when you start looking at the court side of the fence and getting courts to overturn elections, a court will have to see that this has happened in numerous places, numerous times, with numerous individuals involved, to flat out call it fraud and to really change, you know, go in and really start delving into and looking at votes and maybe changing the outcome of an election or a particular state, for example.
You do realize your numbers only talked about 100,000. We're talking 1,000 people doing 1,000.
I agree.
And all they got to do is trigger that one. And once they trigger the one, I think it's a domino. I think people are going to start coming forward, just like the women did in the Supreme Court thing.
Ken,
I lied.
No, Ken, I actually disagree. Sorry, but I was raised by the left. Once again, they will lie into the grave because they believe this is their jihad.
Yeah.
They believe that they don't care that they're lying, and they will take it to the grave.
And they'll cover each other's tracks as much as they can, Ken. That I do believe.
They're
that
not going to admit anything. You're going to have to catch them.
And this is where, Ken, it has to be so overly apparent that this has gone on that any court, any judge, even a liberal judge could look at it and say, wait a minute, something's not right here.
This is why the word irregularity is so important. The irregularities are massive.
That's right.
So why do you think the women admitted to lying in the Supreme Court justice
because that's
case?
Much yeah
see, they
because no, it's a good question. Let me answer.
Yeah, really good question.
Because that's much more personal, and also you're not having to disprove that you checked a box. You're having to disprove that you engaged in a long, an affair or were raped or so forth. That's much more difficult than checking a box behind a closed door.
Great point. So, Ken, thank
we'll
you.
We'll see, won't
yep,
we?
No, we will.
We'll
no, good see. Stuff. I appreciate it. Good call, by the way, and we will see what happens. And you're next.
Hey, I just want to say that in all nursing homes, Colorado Democrat Secretary of State Greenwald has disallowed any Republican oversight of any distribution of those ballots, of any collection of those ballots, so that that's, I would say, tens of thousands of votes.
She specifically singled out Republicans, and she put out some sort of letter or something saying Republicans cannot go in and do that?
She would not allow any entry of Republican oversight in any nursing home. However you want to word that, you can word it. But that's what I mean. We were not allowed in the nursing homes to see the distribution or to see the collection of those ballots.
Which is a travesty, although, Ann, I will say this, and as much as I hate to say this, we are still, as a state, the Democrat Party voting for Joe Biden, 1,753,416. Granted, they're not all fully counted yet, but Donald Trump is 1,335,253. That's a big spread. Even if there are some cases, and I'm not saying there aren't, even if those are the cases in those nursing homes, not enough to change the outcome.
But the bottom line is that is not the only issue on the ballot. There were all of those other things
that were there.
I agree.
Okay? And the state representatives and the state senators, et cetera. And when you see collusion,
agreed,
that is a RICO violation. That's federal law, and we need to pursue that. I know that there has been efforts on it, but I'm just saying that we better not gloss over this and not look at it. Okay?
No, actually, Ann, let me agree with you here for a second. Those nursing homes are ground zero for voter harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they are ground zero. Ballot harvesting, mm-hmm. voter harvesting, sorry, for ballot
yes,
harvesting.
And
by the
it's
way,
unlawful.
No, it's unlawful.
And they can serve jail time. They can serve jail time.
Yeah, let me agree with you a little more here, though. Give me just a sec to agree with you even more. And here in Colorado, because they knew that they were already going to win the presidential ticket here in Colorado, I don't think they did the single dot. I think that they went down ballot and even on initiatives and cheated all the way down the line on these ballots. And so I think that the threat that you're saying is extremely real and very dangerous.
Yeah, agree.
Yes. Yes, so we need to pursue this. We need to call our Republican state senators and representatives and say, what are we doing to expose this and stop this? Because the Secretary of State doesn't have the right to make the law. It's the legislator that has to make the law on this.
Right. Agree. Well said. Okay. And I appreciate it. No, good stuff. No, you're spot on. My point was, I just wanted to make, was that in the presidential end of things,
right,
we have a ton of ground to make up. Although, I agree with what you guys are saying when it comes to the down ballot end of things. I mean, the Wolf measure, for example, that thing barely squeaked by. Who knows what the outcome would be on that one item alone.
Right. Outside of like a tax cut going through, it was virtually a clean sweep for the left on the ballot initiatives.
Correct. Correct. All right. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Ascent Health Center is coming up next. Dr. Julie will join me tomorrow. We'll hear from her. In the meantime, if there's anything you need to make yourself feel better, and I mean, what I mean by that, I should say, is if you're not feeling well, something just is, it's off. You just don't feel yourself. You can't put your finger on it. This is where Dr. Julie comes in. Her mission statement, by the way, is to provide a comprehensive environment for health and healing to enable the achievement of optimal life performance and to assist in developing the highest quality of life. If you want all of that, call Ascent Health Center today, 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
World War II veteran Kim Kimball had just turned 17 when he talked his father into signing to allow young Kim to join the Navy. Kim Munson here. Wednesday, Veterans Day, Kim Kimball shares his experiences as a radar man on the aircraft carrier USS Hornet, the CV-12. Plus, New York Times bestselling author Kenneth Timmerman predicted the scheme to steal the election. He'll explain why this election is far from over and that manual recounts will expose the scheme. All this Wednesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. And let's talk some more about where things are headed, because if you were to read any, not any, well, yeah, I'll say it this way. If you were to read any left news media reportings, including Fox News, Joe Biden's president-elect.
Of course.
But you now can go to something like Real Clear Politics, which, by the way, is not left-leaning, and they have backed off 11 votes for Joe Biden and said, no, time out. He's
actually,
not there
mean
yet.
It's not right-leaning.
It's not. No, it...
It's real clear is very left leaning.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say is it's right. I meant to say it's not right leaning at all. Right. It's a very left leaning. So it's the exception to what I said a moment ago that you can go look at any left leaning, you know, media source and see Joe Biden as the president elect, with the exception of Real Clear Politics.
You know, John, I think this all comes down to two words: Brett Kavanaugh. Okay, we already know that the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice, is now a full leftist. Okay, this is a 5-4 tentative majority we have in the Supreme Court. John Roberts is going to vote with the left on every single thing that comes up on the election and virtually everything that comes up. I believe that once Amy Coney Barrett got put on the court, it ensured that he would move even further to the left because he believes he's got to be a counterbalance. He's an activist. Kavanaugh is the key here. Will Kavanaugh vote to allow these lawsuits and revotes and, you know, all these things go forward in Michigan and in Arizona and in Pennsylvania? Michigan and Pennsylvania, if they start throwing out these votes where they can see, wait a minute, these irregularities are crazy, Trump wins those two.
Let me give you some data.
Okay.
To what you just said. Let me just run through what Real Clear Politics has got on their website. So I'm not taking this from those of you listening that are on the left. I'm taking this from your own source. I'm not taking this from a Fox News or Newsmax or someplace like that. I'm reading to you right from Real Clear Politics as of now.
Right.
Okay. So as of now, Arizona, we'll start there, shows Biden 49.5, Trump at 49 with 98% of the votes in. That's how close that one is.
Right. It's going to end even a little closer than that. Biden's still going to have a slight lead, but then you get into a revote. I mean, not a revote, but a recount with looking at the irregularities.
Georgia, 49.5 to Biden, 49.3 to Trump.
Yeah, I believe when they look at the votes and start throwing out the scams, I believe Trump wins Georgia.
North Carolina is the next one.
Trump's already won it.
Biden 48.5, Trump 50.1.
Yeah, the Trump's already won.
Okay.
North
Pennsylvania,
Carolina.
Biden 49.8, Trump 49.1 with 97%.
Right. Once again, this is where Brett Kavanaugh is going to become key. All right. This is where he's going to become key. Justice Roberts is now the leader of the left on the Supreme Court. He's going to vote with Biden on anything. He hates Trump. It's that simple. And what you're looking at right now is Kavanaugh making the decision. By the way, you know, you got leftists, and I know there are a few of you out there listening, and that's fine. We love having you as listeners.
Yes.
Please listen. But if you're thinking back to Bush Gore and say, well, you know, you didn't allow this and that with Gore, just a reminder, with Gore, the Gore team wanted to change the definition of a vote after the fact, after the election, from what the definition of a vote was before. And, by the way, they literally did change the definition for a great many votes. We didn't win that vote, that Florida by 2,000. Before they did that and changed the definition of a vote, Bush won it by 20. Okay. That was changing after the fact. That's not what's going on here. Trump is not wanting to change the definition of vote at all. He wants to eliminate voter harvesting and fraud.
Well, the other thing too, folks, it's being investigated as we speak, along with some of the things Andy's already talked about, is when did certain ballots come in and are those even allowed to be counted?
And were they backdated?
And were they backdated? So those are the other things that are being looked at as well. So a lot of you that argued with me basically all day yesterday on our text line, which I finally last night just gave up, and I'm like, I've done enough of this. But a lot of you that are on the left that think that we're just, you know, so outlandish in wanting to, you know, even go through and do some of the investigation on some of these things on what a lot of you would say is basic hearsay, I would tell you that you can't be that dumb to say this is hearsay.
No.
You can't be that dumb to look at the results and look at a ballot cast only for Joe Biden with nothing else voted in the down ballot, and there's hundreds of thousands of those, and tell me that that's just an anomaly?
Right,
please.
Because when you're just trying to throw the election for Joe Biden, you've got to work fast. Okay, you've got to do a lot of ballots, and you've got to do them fast. And now, these are not the actual figures, but let me just give you an example. You could say, ordinarily in a normal year, say in Michigan, you would have, oh, let's say 5,000 votes that only put the presidential race and not the down ballots. And this year it's like over 50,000. It's ludicrous irregularities to where they basically compared it to flipping a coin 25 times and getting heads every single time. So, folks,
it's
almost an impossibility to do. Yeah, if you're on the left and you're listening to us, we're not conspiracy theorists. John and I, when we talk COVID, when we talk the economy, when we talk business, when we talk votes, we always talk numbers.
Right.
We're just looking at numbers. And the numbers say...
Which I just gave you, by the way.
Yes.
And they're very close in some cases.
Yes. The numbers say that in these incredibly close races where they literally walled Republicans out of the voting, you know, out of checking votes... The massive numbers all went in one way. You had massive batches of votes come in that were 100% for Biden from various precincts and districts
right.
in Pennsylvania that came in late.
Right. How do you do that?
You don't. It's impossible.
I'm with you. I'm fully with you. And again, I have been very, I think, fair to both sides going through this process when it comes to some of what's happening on the legal challenges. I have also said... I do believe it's an uphill battle for the Trump administration.
Yep.
But you know what? I'm still behind them, and I still think they should be doing what they're doing, no matter how much the uphill battle is. Jay in Denver, you're next.
Hello.
Hello,
Jay. Can you hear me, John?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you so very much. I really appreciate your show and what you're doing. My oldest brother, Jim, was a West Point graduate and died in Vietnam as a company commander.
Thank you.
After his second tour of duty in you guys make him proud. You make me proud. I'm sure glad you fight for what you fight for.
Thank you, Jay.
He sure made us proud.
Yes, both of you, actually.
Yes,
thank
you. Both of you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate
that very much.
I
appreciate what you do, and I hope you keep up the good work.
We'll do it. Jay, thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for saying that. Especially after yesterday when I pretty well got badgered by all the lefties. That's nice to hear.
Did you?
A little bit, yeah. It's okay. I can take it. It's not a problem.
You can take it. You're tough.
I'll tell you a story as we take a break here.
All right.
That you'll enjoy. So, all right, we'll come right back. We've got a special guest joining us. Scott Garlis is going to join us, actually. We're going to talk about the Trump election, and if he does, in fact, win, he says that's the best case for stocks. We'll talk to him as soon as we come back. Mighty Hand Construction is next, folks. And in Northern Colorado, they're the place to go when you need something done to your house, whether you're adding a basement remodel, refinish, bathroom, kitchen, you name it. They can take care of you. In fact, they work very closely with Enchanted Kitchens when it comes to the kitchen end of things as well. So Mighty Hand Construction, find them at klzradio.com or 970-844-9191.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now, it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates, and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in Northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. He would love to help you out with all of your mortgage needs and truthfully, easy to get a hold of. 720-895-0500. Any questions you've got, that's what Kurt's there for. Give him a call today and ask him how he can help you with your mortgage, saving money, or expanding even. Whether you're looking to buy a rental property, you name it, Kurt can help you. 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, we've got a good shop coming up next, folks. And at a good shop, yes, they would love to help you out with all of your collision needs, which hopefully you've not been in an accident. But if you have, or you need something handled, even a dent, fender bender, even a door ding, they can help you with that. Three locations to serve you. They are in Commerce City and two locations in North Glen. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At a good shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by a good shop lifetime guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
They used to tell us there was never any fraud. No provable case of fraud. Now they say, well, yeah, there's fraud, but it's not enough to overturn the election. Stay the course. Explore and exhaust every legal option, and we'll see. And we got to fight for the Senate.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We'll get our next guest going here in just one moment and get him on the line. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes as well. And, yeah, lots going on right now, folks. And I wish I had a crystal ball to show you what's going to happen in the future.
It'd be nice.
Well, couldn't you sell that thing for a boatload of money if you had that?
You know, I think you do know. I think you're just hiding it.
I wish, Andy. And here's the thing, folks. A lot of you would say, I get this all the time. What's your feeling? What do you feel about, you know, Trump and the courts and all those different things? And Andy, I'm just being straight up honest. I don't know. Honestly, I don't have a feeling one way or the other. Time will tell. And anytime you start talking about courts and judges and things along those lines, I honestly, it can go either way. So I don't have a feeling one way or the other. I really don't.
I just think that we have to win on everyone, and I don't think we can. I think we'll have the evidence. I think it'll be clear. I think it's going to be – the irregularities are massive. But do I think every court case is going to go our way to where we can thread that needle and do it? No.
Okay. Well said. Scott Garl is joining us now. Scott, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
Hey, I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Thanks for joining us. And as you can tell, we've been talking a little bit about – what's going on with, you know, the election and the lawsuits and things that are happening that way. And, you know, you're a guy that watches this very closely, editor of Stansberry Newswire and Stansberry Newswire Premium. You know, talk to us what your thoughts are. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you what's going to happen next. What are your thoughts moving forward?
Yeah, you know, that's really well said. The lawsuits, we don't know what's going to happen, but the one thing we really want to watch right now is the Senate runoff in Georgia, because that is going to tell us whether or not we have a divided Congress, right?
Yes,
because if,
agree.
The Republicans win one seat, that means they maintain a majority. If they lose those seats, then you could be looking at a split Senate with Kamala Harris potentially being the deciding vote.
Which means it's really not split, Scott.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Because then they could go down the route of the nuclear option. So what we really want to see is we want a divided Congress. We'd like to see the Republicans maintain control of the Senate. I think that's best for the stock market. It's probably better for the economy, too. The reasons I say this is what investors are looking at is they don't want to see like a big tax agenda come back. That could be bad for growth. That could be bad for corporations in general. And that could be very bad for individuals as well. If you're taking less money home, you're going to spend less.
Yeah, and let's not forget, and we talked about this in the first hour today, Scott, the energy sector as well. If you have a non-divided legislature, let's say it that way, and basically the Biden administration, if in fact he becomes president and they can just run through whatever they want to run through, you could probably kiss goodbye oil and gas in this country, and that's not good either.
Yeah, so, what would be worrying there? So Biden said he wouldn't ban fracking, right?
He will.
What it would more come via death by a thousand cuts. So what you'd be worried about is, are we going to overly tax and overly regulate these companies where they get to the point where they just say, you know what, it's just not worth it to be in this business anymore.
Yeah. Biden can come out and be the hero and say, well, I never banned fracking. Well, in a way you did.
Exactly.
Yep.
So there's a really interesting study I saw. It has some great data points, if you don't mind me going over.
No, go ahead. Perfect.
The Chamber of Commerce's Global Energy Institute did this survey a couple of years ago. And what they focused on, if there was a fracking ban put in place in 2021 and it went through to 2025, and their takeaway was it would be catastrophic for the U.S. economy. They estimate on a national basis you could be looking at a loss of 19 million jobs over those 4 years. You'd also be looking at a potential loss of $1.9 trillion in revenues at the federal, state, and local levels. You know, that money's got to be made back up for the loss.
Right.
And then you're also looking at potentially gross domestic product would be reduced by about $7.1 trillion over that time frame. And sort of for a barometer, a reference point, in 2018, the GDP total was $20.5 trillion. So you're looking at a potential 10% reduction to GDP. That's a lot of money. That hurts.
Mm-hmm. No, by the way, well said. And the report you just gave, by the way, is from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which I don't consider to be super conservative by any stretch of the imagination. So the reality, Scott, is if they're saying that, it's actually worse than what they claim.
There's a good chance. That's correct. They are not conservative. That's right.
So, again, folks, those of you listening, this is a real possibility. And again, all the more reason, Scott, I'm glad you brought that up, because we, even in Colorado, can help some of these other elections, these runoffs in Georgia, for example. There are things that we can actually do here. There's money and funding and things that we can do to bring the awareness up and make sure that people understand what's really at stake. And to your point, it's really a big deal. In fact, it's a big deal even if Trump wins through this legal process and ends up still being president. This Senate race is still a big deal.
Yeah, it definitely is. And just to go back to the other point for one second, what's really interesting is what fracking has been able to do for the energy industry in America and how it's helped make us energy independent.
That's right.
We're not beholden to foreign oil, which is a good thing. And look, we're still going to buy some. We want to keep good relationships with those countries who sell it here. But, if you get rid of it, another thing that came out of this study was you could see natural gas prices go up by as much as 324%. I mean, imagine what that means for your household energy bill.
It's a big deal.
Oil prices could more than double. Think about what that would do for gas prices at the pump. So what they talked about was they estimated that the cost of living could go up by as much as $561 per person. That would be a big deal. And at the same time, you're talking about a loss of $3.7 trillion in household income. That starts adding up in your pocketbook. But, what I would say is there are ways to protect yourself from that. And ways you can do that is through investing. And ways I would do it is, diversified portfolio. I would look at things like investing some money in gold. I would look at things like Bitcoin. And then I would look at really good companies, the stocks and bonds of really good companies, companies like Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble, Microsoft. That way, you're getting paid while you're owning those things as well. And that helps you sleep better at night because you're not as worried about the fluctuations of what's going on in situations like this.
Right. Makes total sense. And Scott, you know, you speak our language, and I do think it's best, and it always is. People don't understand, and one of the things that over the years I've learned, and I won't say any longer, is I don't care about somebody reaching across the aisle and getting a deal done. In fact, the more gridlock in Washington, Scott, the better it is for all of us, and I feel even the markets. I realize there are certain markets that, you know, do better under different circumstances, but in general, gridlock works best for all of us.
Yeah, and you know what? Again, the stock market is telling you that right now. The stock market would like to see the Senate stay in GOP control because they think gridlock is better. Yes, and it makes moderation the only path to success in terms of getting stuff done.
Gotcha.
Versus, you know, yeah,
makes sense. Scott, it's Joy. What's the website? Folks can go and learn more about what you guys do.
Yeah, please. So it's Stansberry Research. Go to stansberryinvestor.com. You can see all of our free content there. You can sign up for our websites. You can browse some of our paid content. We have a bunch of different letters out there that encompass all sorts of strategies, gold, stocks, Bitcoin, bonds. You know, we have total portfolio products for people that, you know, they want to take control of their own finances and their own future.
Okay, sounds great. Scott, thank you very much. I appreciate it, sir.
Man, thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. You take care. Again, Scott Garliss, it's G-A-R-L-I-S-S, editor of Stansberry Newswire and Stansberry Newswire Premium. Pure for Chevrolet coming up next, folks. And no matter what you're looking for, new or used car, truck, SUV, you name it, they've got you taken care of. They've got new as well as used. And the used car lot, we talked to Bob the other day, it's pretty full. So we'll talk to him either tomorrow or Thursday like we always do each week and find out what the deal of the week is. In the meantime, though, if you need anything when it comes to Purifor Chevrolet, find them online at purifourchevrolet.com or call them at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, we've talked a lot today about investing and finances and where are we headed and what's tomorrow hold and all of that. And frankly, folks, I am not a financial advisor or planner, and I wouldn't know the first thing to do in even telling you where to go and how to get there or how to stay there. But Al Smith from Golden Eagle Financial, that's what he does. That's his expertise, and he can help you with all of that. Find him at klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. All right, I got a thread I want to read to you off of Twitter.
Sure.
By a fellow by the name of Alex Borenson.
Berenson.
Or Berenson.
Love
I should
him.
Say. Who,
love
him. Who is not, by the way, a through and through conservative, right?
Nope.
I mean, he's...
He became more conservative this election because he
of
much...
COVID.
Because of COVID, he much prefers Trump's approach to COVID than Biden's.
Okay. I want to read this to you. I'll go slowly. So you can all hear this. And this is probably the best way to sum up what's going on when it comes to COVID and the vaccine and masks, frankly, of anybody I've ever heard putting it as concisely as he has on Twitter, because you have to.
He always nails it. Okay. Go ahead.
Been thinking a lot about the vaccine announcement yesterday. Assuming it holds up, a true example of science and scientists at their best. A small group of people working together to produce an advance that is almost magical, both in its complexity and its impact. Those are scientists, not sciences. What if Pfizer hadn't run a clinical trial on the vaccine, but just insisted that the vaccine worked because of studies on rats and ferals, or ferrets, I should say? What if the government then mandated that we all take the vaccine? People would be in the streets. But that, friends, is exactly what has happened with masks. There is no, he capitalizes, no, real-world clinical trial evidence that masks either protect their wearers or slow the spread of COVID. There are only theories, some more plausible than others. But somehow, we've exempted masks and most of what we've done in the last 8 months from the ordinary rules of science, well-meaning and sometimes not so well-meaning, see schools for an example, judgments have driven policy that have affected billions of people. This has to stop. Unfortunately, it will only get worse this next year. The sciences draft in real brilliance of the scientists and only a few actual scientists and honorary people, lay people, I should say, will stand up and point out the difference. When I wrote this book, he says, Tell Your Children, I learned that PhDs hate being challenged by people outside the academy. They have put in a lot of time for that credential, and for the most part, they're not well paid. Their arrogance is all they have. Now they have frightened us into giving them massive power. I've been reading up on the swine flu vaccine fiasco of 1976 when something similar happened, and we're going to have to figure out how to take it back. And by the way, well said, Alex.
Absolutely. And you're talking about a group of people, John, who, like Alex Berenson says, normally have no power.
Right.
They've gone from having no power
to all the power
to being gods.
Thank you. All of it. Overnight.
What happens with power? Corrupts.
No, absolutely corrupts.
Yeah, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. They have absolute power. It is terrifying. Just look at Tri-County Health.
Yes, great example.
My gosh.
Just one example, by the way, but there's just many one. Others. That's just one, but that is a great example.
Right, and it's crippling. It's absolutely crippling. Once again, as we've seen over and over and over again, mask usage in all public indoor places in Colorado has been roughly at 99% or more. Okay. Herd immunity is supposed to only require 60 to 70%. Polis says that wearing masks makes you basically immune. It keeps you from spreading the virus.
And nothing, by the way, folks, could be farther from the truth.
Obviously, it's not true. But that's what he says is, man, we could shut this down with masks. Just wear your damn mask. And so
you selfish bastard.
You
don't forget
selfish
that
bastards.
Part.
You selfish bastards. So if 99% usage indoors actually stop the spread of this, it should be gone. And yet, Colorado was soaring up at the same rate as all other states, and by the way, all across Europe.
To the point, folks, where now they're going to tell you, the state is going to tell you, local municipalities as well, to basically curtail Christmas and Thanksgiving.
No one's going to listen.
Nobody's going to listen to that. I mean, I hope nobody listens to that. I hope everybody tells them pound sand.
Well, I do know some people who will listen, but these are the Karens who have been listening all along. And their numbers are dwindling. I think people are getting sick of it.
You know, real quick, I'm not typically a vulgar kind of a guy. You guys all know that. I don't swear, don't use vulgar language, things along those lines. But I saw this really cool thing on Facebook Marketplace last night that I want to put out in front of my house and just put a sign below it that just says Polis. And it's this concrete statue of a middle finger. I wouldn't normally do that. But given the climate of where we're at and with Kevin Polis himself, you almost want to just buy that and put a big old sign on the bottom, Kevin Polis.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's awful.
And, you know, John, here's what scares me even more than Polis. It's how many Coloradoans are so drunk on power
I know.
That they absolutely get off get yes. off on knowing that yes. the people around them have to wear masks. They love it. Well, it's crushing the economy.
Put that thing over your nose.
No, it isn't helping the economy. That business just went out of business. That one. It's killing everything. Put it over your nose. Dudes, you're killing businesses and families.
They don't care, Andy.
No, they're drunk on power. They absolutely love it. You always talk about the Kevins and the Karens.
They do not care.
They scare me more than our governor.
And you know my feeling on that is why they don't care?
Why?
Because it doesn't affect them. They're the type of individuals that have a paycheck coming in, probably working at home.
Right.
Doesn't make any difference what they do when it comes to that regard. They're not thinking about where their particular corporation might be or their particular business might be if these things continue on, because ultimately it affects everybody, but they're not thinking that way.
No, they aren't. They say, hey, man, it's not happening to me. I don't care if it happens to thee.
All right, we'll come right back. Enchanted Kitchens, folks, is next. And, yep, you can get that Enchanted Kitchen today. Just go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their experience center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, David is up next. David, I got about a minute or so. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. I just caught the tail end of the comments in the last 60 seconds. So, quick question. You've probably talked about it, but what is the recall cabin numbers for Polis?
We don't know. I wish I had that. The last I heard, about a week or so ago, David, they had about 700,000, quote-unquote, right. Collected about a week ago. I do know this, that I've heard reports from individuals where these petition collectors, these signature collectors, are doing a really good job in making sure all of the data is accurate, i.e. taking a driver's license, making sure the everything is the way that the voter registration would be. And I'm going to tell you right now, David, if they've done that diligent of a job, even at 700,000, I think you're going to see a recall. And frankly, David, I'm going to predict you're going to see a recall. What happens out of it, I don't have that answer, but I do predict you're going to see one.
All right, that's good news. I will, a quick middle finger thing that's clean. May I share that?
Sure, go ahead.
Concrete. All right, I had a trigger finger issue a while back that acupuncture took care of, but the minute you said that, that finger is acting up again, and my kids would laugh at me because it's my middle finger, and it would get stuck.
That's hilarious.
It's embarrassing.
That's
and
hilarious.
Now, I'm like, ouch, why did you say that, John?
That's good, David. Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. And real quick, folks, I know we only got about 40 seconds.
I wish
here
I had that
second
as an
hour.
Excuse.
When it comes to Kevin, yeah. Anyways, I do, folks, and I don't make too many predictions, but knowing what I know about some of the petitioners, folks that have collected signatures, what I've known from people that have filled out their petition, have signed the petition, I should say, and knowing what these individuals have collected to make sure that it is the proper person, even if there's only 700,000 or 800,000, I think they've got over the 600 needed.
Yes, I believe so too. And here's the thing. I really want to see what kind of messaging our side has when we
too.
Go after him.
Well said. All right, we'll come right back. Hour number three is next, folks. Don't go anywhere. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.